Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
16 tons of cocaine, and what do you get? The president launches his re-election last night in Orlando in a packed house. And yes, it's true. Over in New Jersey, an all-out war breaking out among Democrats. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 is our number. Keep that handy. You're going to need it in a moment. And the radio.com app, where you can subscribe to the podcast. Please do so. 1210wphg.com. The president, a packed house last night. And I have to say, it was his son who said this is not a campaign, it's a movement. Certainly true. Certainly true. The way that people are drawn to the president and feel part of it is pretty amazing. You don't ever see that in politics. And you also can understand why if you think about how the individuals are often put down by people. People are often put down, called deplorables. Their intelligence is mocked. They're made fun of. They're fat. They're ugly. They're stupid. They're smelly. They're Walmart people. And what Trump does is he welcomes them all in, thanks them for being there, and then treats them like he is their equal, and he treats them with respect, and people love it. It's not that incredibly complicated when you think about it. And that's why when he stands up there and he's making jokes, he takes shots at people. He's in his element. He loves that element. He's better at it than any other politician I think I've ever seen. I don't know another politician that could be that good with a packed arena. You know what I mean? I don't know how anybody else could even compete with that. Who does compete with that? How does a Democrat compete with that? There are no Democrats where people are waiting 30 hours in line, camping out and celebrating and making friends and making an experience out of it to see Joe Biden. That is not happening. You know, people are not tailgating and making, you know, MAGA friends and then going to see Joe Biden. It's not happening. Much like with Jeb Bush, right, in 2016. Jeb Bush could not fill a room. There was never going to be people camping out for him. What Donald Trump has, the connection he has with his supporters, is just something it's unheard of. It's just something you just don't see anywhere. It's just one of those things that is unique to history. I don't know if you'll see it again in certainly anytime soon anyway. And he's very good at those moments. He loves that, the energy of the crowd. He feeds off it. He feeds off it like a prize fighter, like a boxer. He just kind of, it moves him. That's why they play the Eye of the Tiger. Probably worked very well in that sense. And who can match that in terms of enthusiasm? Where is the enthusiasm for a Democrat that is anywhere close to that? I'll tell you, obviously, Bernie Sanders has a lot of enthusiasm. His people are very enthusiastic. Biden doesn't have it. See, if you're going to wait 30 hours in line to go to a rally, you're going to go vote no matter what. Think about Florida for a second here. What's telling about the people that wait in line, and I'll continue playing the clip of the two women who Fox News interviewed, waited 30 hours, camped out. They're former Democrats. What's telling about this is that you know 100% they are turning out to vote without question. You're not going to wait in line 30 hours to go to a rally and then miss Election Day. And this is Florida, and I assume they're Florida voters. Florida's a close state. You see where I'm going with this? You see why I think his reelection is going to happen? Because it's this kind of enthusiasm. This wasn't, we got to fill a room here. This was people camping out to be part of an experience similar to, and I've equated it to, people have said it, like go to a Grateful Dead show or something like that, where you camp out all weekend, and it's an experience they want to be a part of. 100% of those people are voting on Election Day. And if it's close in Florida, and if the weather's bad, as it often is in November, Trump's people are turning out. That I can give you 100% certainty on. So let's start the clip over. These are two women now. They're former Democrats. Fox News interviewed them. They waited 30 hours. Take a listen.
It's nearly doubled. Hundreds of people have been out here for hours, including these ladies. We have Maria, Nancy, and Jenny, all from Florida. They got here yesterday at 3:30 in the afternoon. So, Maria, why are you here? Why are you camping out?
To support our president. This is a bucket list item. And to support Walk Away. We're all former Dems.
All Woo! Former Dems. Nancy, yeah. What do you want to hear tonight from the president?
I just love the fact that he unites everybody. And it's like a rock concert. You get so excited. And I just think that what I want to hear is what he has planned for everybody to move forward, you know?
Yeah.
He does such a good job at getting things done. Show the game plan.
Yes.
Let us know what's the next step. Get us jazzed up, because we already are, but we just don't want it to stop.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Denny, you've been here also all morning. What does it mean to you, real quickly, to be here?
Oh, I'm real excited to be here. I can't wait for
Just so excited. And guys, they have been here all morning. They're going to be here all day, all trying to get one of those 20,000 spots. They'll be here.
Yeah, and that there's not another Democrat where that's happening for. And look, in 2008, Barack Obama had very large crowds. There were huge crowds for him. There was a movement that was going on. This ain't 2008 for the Democrats. That's not happening for Joe Biden. It's not happening for any of them. Sanders comes the closest because his people are passionate about his socialism. Are there enough of them, though, to matter in a general election? I don't think so. I do think, though, there's enough of them to matter if he doesn't get the nomination and they feel screwed. Because that kind of intensity can very quickly turn in a heartbeat. And Sanders, you know, going after the president, a racist, a sexist, a homophobe. He's getting angry and nasty, as he often does. And he says all these things. There's no evidence to back any of it up, but he's doing the classic deplorable playbook. Classic deplorable playbook. Instead of just talking to working class voters and saying how the president hasn't done anything for him, he goes the classic deplorable playbook. And he's not alone on that. So what did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez do? Don Lemon last night. Don Lemon, as the lesser Cuomo handed over the handoff to Don Lemon last night, the lesser to the lemon on CNN, where dozens of people watched him. Don Lemon went there again. Take a listen.
You know, you go too far and you start censoring what you have on TV because you don't like the ideas, because you think all of it is a lie. Very rarely is anybody all a lie. Even this president. Does he lie a lot? Yes.
Most of the time.
More than anything I've ever
Most
seen.
Most of the time.
But not everything
but
he says is a lie.
Think about the despicable people we've had in history. Okay, now I'm going to use an extreme example. Think about Hitler. Think about any of those people. Would you say that that person is allowed, or let's put it this way. If you could look back in history, would you say, well, I'm so glad that that person was allowed a platform so that they could spread their hate and propaganda and lies? Or would you say it probably wasn't the right thing to do to spread that because you knew in the moment that that was a bad person and they were doing bad things? Not only were they hurting people, they were killing people. And so I just think that...
I think that the example matters. And that's a very extreme example. Rhetoric, could it be a slippery slope towards violence?
And policy
maybe,
are detrimental
maybe
to people.
Hitler. You see, Hitler again. And even the lesser Cuomo acknowledges that's a lesser comparison because, let's face it, Trump is not Hitler and he's not killing people. This started because the crowd in the arena was chanting, CNN sucks, all right? And then CNN cuts away from it. Because they don't like it. So CNN decided to censor the event. CNN decided to censor an event because they didn't like the content. And what Don Lemon's advocating for is censorship, right? You know, if we don't like the content, we don't agree with the candidate, we're going to censor speech, not let you hear it because we don't like it. Now, CNN's a business. I get it. But CNN's also pretending to be a news organization. So it's kind of newsworthy, but they get attacked and they cut away from it. I don't really think that's the right decision. This is not CNN. If they were just If it, you know, if it was Gillette and Gillette was carrying a live stream and they started chanting Gillette sucks and Gillette cut away with it, all right, fine, you're hurting your brand. But CNN pretends to be a news organization. Here's the president of the United States speaking at his campaign kickoff. They cut away from it because their feelings get hurt. Take a listen.
This was a defining moment in American history. Ask them right there. By the way, that is a lot of fake news back there. That's a lot. That's a lot. This was our chance to reclaim our government.
All right. We've been watching the president kick off his reelection bid. He's been on stage for about 6 minutes. Within 2 minutes, he did talk about the economy, but within 4 minutes, it was attacks on the media. So he was talking about a bright, rosy future, but then quickly reverted to some of the same themes he's been talking about since he began running 4 years ago today. If I can, want to bring back our panel.
And then the panel goes on about how terrible it was that he started saying CNN sucks. Ah, poor babies. Poor babies. Gloria Borger saying he couldn't help himself by going there after, what, 4 or 5 minutes? And that guy just heard Berman. He goes, yeah, it was. I had him starting at 8:14. It was 4 minutes in. Exactly. And you can probably see the speechwriters holding their heads in their hands and saying, oh, my God, just read the prompter. And then Jeff Toobin, the fluffy Jeff Toobin, gave his hot take. He said it was crazy that his colleagues thought Trump would act any other way. He said, well, you know, remember, he won the last election. You know, all this, oh, isn't it terrible? He's attacking the press. He won by attacking the press. He won by being Donald Trump. He won by attacking immigrants. I mean, you know, the idea that Donald Trump should listen to some speechwriter rather than his own political instinct seems crazy to me. I mean, this is who he is. This is how he won. And like, why should he change? So President Trump mocked CNN. The people mocked CNN. And then they wound up cutting away. Because they were hurt. Their feelings were hurt. They were very sad. And I think it's a dumb move because actually, if they had kept going, they could have said, well, we don't get bothered by it. But now CNN, it's very obvious. Sticks and stones will absolutely break their bones. And also names will too. Sticks and stones and names will break CNN's bones. They're very fragile, thin bones. And then they justify it later by saying, well, we would cut away from Hitler. Okay. So a crowd of American people chanting CNN sucks is the same thing as the Nazis. See how dumb these comparisons are? 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. And on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. All right, we do a thing that we do on the show. And if you are a movie buff like me, especially if you love this genre, I think you're going to enjoy this very much.
The Morning Mystery Clips. On Talk Radio 1210. PhD.
I'm your nuclear deterrent. It's working. We're safe. America is secure. You want my property? You can't have it. But I did you a big favor. I have successfully privatized world peace. What more do you want? For now!
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210 and you could win this great prize.
The prize is a $25 gift card to the Home Depot. More saving, more doing the Home Depot. There you go. Good luck, kids. Good luck. All right. Oh, tell you what, I've laughed at a lot of these people I have, but I have to go back to the great advice by Governor Ed Rendell. Ed Rendell's advice was solid. He was on a show and he's a smart guy. And again, the Democrat Party has changed. It's not Ed Rendell's Democrat Party anymore. It's changed a lot. But his advice is solid. Take a listen.
I think we're not in as good shape as we think we are, but for different reasons than the professor. First of all, Donald Trump 2020 is going to have two advantages that Donald Trump 2016 didn't have. One, he's going to have far more money than us. He's already bankrolled a tremendous war chest, mm-hmm. and he's going to maintain that lead all the way through. Hillary Clinton had far more money than Donald Trump did in 2016. And number two, he's president presiding over a good economy. And although that hasn't shown up in the polls yet, that's still a factor as people go vote. So I think he's stronger than we think. The polls can be wrong. For example, Donald Trump's internal poll showed he's trailing in Pennsylvania 55 to 39. There is no way he's going to lose Pennsylvania by 16 points.
Right. He's made that point.
He has a real good chance of losing Pennsylvania, but not by 16 points.
Okay.
So we Democrats, at our peril, underestimate candidate Trump.
Yeah, he's exactly right. 100% right. Also, too, one of the things that Democrats keep doing is they keep mocking and insulting Trump supporters. They always call them names. The deplorables is a great comment about that. Trump made a point about that on his in his speech last night with regards to Hillary and the deplorables. Cut five.
They called you and us. You remember this? They called us deplorables. That was a mistake. That was a big mistake. I'll never forget, I was making a speech after Hillary used the word deplorables, and I didn't think it was that bad. You know why? She used another word. You know what the other word was? She said deplorables and irredeemables. I think that was worse, but it didn't get picked up. You never know what's going to get picked up. It didn't. I think irredeemables is worse than deplorables, but I'll never forget, I was making a speech the next day. We had a big crowd in a great, great state. And women in particular were wearing, "We are deplorables. The deplorables love you." And there were hundreds and hundreds of people wearing, "We are deplorables." And I said, I think Hillary Clinton made a big mistake with that speech. And that is the problem with politics. One word and your career is ruined. You never know. You have to be very careful with the fakers back there.
So, you see, that point is a very good one. I've met people, too. I mean, we were at Barb's Harley-Davidson at our event on Saturday, and people came up wearing their deplorable shirts. People have embraced it. Maybe you have as well. Embrace that word, that name-calling. So, between that, underestimating him, mocking his supporters, insulting their intelligence, Democrats got to be very, very careful. I think Ed Rendell's advice is sage advice.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Okay, let's go to Jesus. Am I saying that right, Jesus?
Yes, you are, Rich. Thank you very much.
How are you, sir?
I'm spectacular. Never had a bad day in my life.
I like to hear that. I like to hear that kind of sunny optimism. You got the movie. What's the movie?
It is Iron Man 2, and that line was my favorite because, you know, government screws up everything.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. You can't have them. Excellent point. All right. Well, listen, congratulations. You won your Home Depot gift card.
Sweet.
Good stuff, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bud. Have a great rest of your day. Sounds like you always do. 855-839-1210. All right. Greg Stocker, two superhero movies in a week. Well done.
That's right.
Well done. On a hump day, too. On a Wednesday, hump day. Halfway through the week. Almost through the week. Almost to the end. Almost to the end, Dawn. Very, very good.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Not there yet.
Not there yet. We love hump day, though.
Yes.
All right. You're not going to play my sound effect?
I didn't have it up. I didn't know how long.
How many times have you said that to your wife?
Stop.
Can we update my audio? This would be the 118th request. Can we update my instant replay after the show?
Sure.
Can you do that, Joe? Can you put some sound effects on my instant replay? I like to play with this thing, but it's outdated now. See, it's outdated because we have stuff like this in there. Ready?
No, senor! No!
That was like a month and a half ago. I got to be able to update this. See?
That's right.
I got to update. How hard is it to put sound effects on this instant replay?
It's not easy.
Well, Joe can figure it out. He's a millennial. Joe, how hard is it for you?
It's very difficult. It's a process.
Well, then process it. Do it.
Yes, boss.
Figure out the process and do it so that I can, if I decide I want to play the hump day thing, I can.
Hump day.
8 minutes later. The timing on that was impeccable, right, Dawn?
It was great timing.
Great timing. Right, 8 minutes later. Because your computer stinks, and that computer is constantly slow and crashing and, you know. Greg wants no part of this now.
I know.
Now Greg's cranky again.
I'm not cranky. I'm just, you know, there's a lot going on over here. That's all I'm saying.
What do you have going on over there?
Nothing.
Let's talk about it. What's going on?
I'm good.
This guy, see, Dawn, how he gets?
See
how he gets?
He's getting upset.
He's very cranky. That's what happens to him. Get him a snack. He's not eating.
I'm fine.
He's doing his internment camp fasting, and he's not eating.
Low blood sugar.
Low carbs. That's the problem. I don't have enough carbs in me.
Yeah. Everybody on the show is starving. That's why.
I know.
Everybody's starving.
7:50 in the morning. It's a...
Oh, you know, by the way, too, they have this, remember how you want to quit smoking or fast food, right? It's like one of those things you want to get rid of in life. There's a bracelet now that will shock you, like Goat Boy, they'll shock you. It's a bracelet that sends a 350-volt jolt to the wearer every time they find themselves falling victim to a habit they're working to change. The company, would you wear this? I would wear this in a heartbeat.
No.
Yes, behavior training. So what happens is that you get shocked. It's called aversive therapy, and your brain no longer likes the bad habit. So look at it this way. You go to eat a cheeseburger. You get shocked, and then your brain associates the pain of the shock with the cheeseburger. You no longer want the cheeseburger. See that?
Or you could you
or
put
a cigarette.
It on, could you put it on somebody else? Could you, like, slip?
I guess, yeah, like to terrorize them, you mean? You could probably do that.
You know, or break their, you know, train them in.
This is that you can adjust the strength of the shock. So there are 10 different settings, right? And then the company describes it somewhere between a static shock and someone pinching you. I want to go all in, like death penalty. That's number 10. Like the equivalent of getting fried and sparky.
I think this is like, isn't this sadomasochistic or something? What did they call that? It's you want to be tortured or slapped or something.
You know, it's called the Pavlok, P-A-V-L-O-K, Mr. Pavlok. I think that name is pretty significant.
Like Pavlov's dog thing.
It sounds like somebody who would torture somebody. We're going to leave you alone with Pavlok for the next hour. He was one of the guys drinking shirtless with Bernie Sanders on his honeymoon. Pavlok. So it's going to teach your brain to associate the two stimuli together. So think of a habit you're trying to break. Is there a habit you want to break? Smoking, for example?
I don't smoke.
Right. But if you did, you would then use this to shock you, and then your mind would not want to do it. There's also something called the Shock Clock 2 bracelet for $150. It aims to train the wearer to wake up. So if you have a problem waking up in the morning, this will vibrate, beep, and zap until the user gets up and does jumping jacks. This has been extremely effective for heavy sleepers and people with sleep disorders. I need to be shocked to go to sleep at night. That's my problem.
Mine too.
I don't know how that works, though. If they shock you, you're probably not going right back to sleep. So.
But see, for people with a 30-year-old living in the basement, this might be effective.
Yeah. And there's an app, so you can get your lazy 30-year-old to wear it, and then you can stand in the kitchen and zap his ass to get him up and go to work.
I think it's a great idea. Get up and go look for a job. I think we need more of this.
I agree. This comes with an app, this little Pavlok, and the user can press down on a lightning bolt symbol every time they find themselves falling victim to their bad habit. But the app now... You can also have a friend or family member download the app and send the shock to the wearer. Boom.
Wow.
I like that.
So you could give this to somebody and go, this is a special bracelet.
Yeah.
And it's a gift. Please wear it. And they don't know that it's a shock. Like that it locks on them.
The more we get to know you, the more we realize you have some sides to you that are... pretty amazing. Dawn's buying 10 of these and giving them out to all the people that ever crossed her in life.
Yeah, that's right.
She's sending Ann Coulter one in the mail.
That's right. Her.
Anyone who crossed you in media, they're getting a show. I bought you this beautiful bracelet.
This bracelet's just for you.
Meanwhile, zap, 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 zap. Your husband's getting one. So somebody made a really, really cool, so our buddy JJ is a great guy. JJ comes to all of our events, and JJ made this would really look good on the back of a Zioli Army shirt.
Yes.
Okay? So what it is on the back of the shirt would say, Where's Dawn? It has a picture of you. It's like a drawing of you. And Joe Biden behind you smelling your hair. And it's hashtag Zioli Army.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's hysterical.
That is really creative.
Isn't that really creative?
Yeah.
And so, Where's Dawn? Because that became one of the things very early on when you joined the show. That was one of the...
when we go to events.
Go to an event. There was one event we went to, and some guy walked over and said, "Where's Dawn?" And that was years ago.
Yes.
You had just joined the show. It was right after that. And I remember we were at Chickies and Pete's, and I was there. Hey. Where's Dawn? And that became a thing.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden sniffing your hair behind you. You know that one where he's kind of on an angle?
Yes.
Looking over you, sniffing your hair with his hands about to go on your shoulders. And your face, you've got this like ew face.
Yeah, it's
right?
It's like a creeper face. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Hashtag Zioli Army. I love this.
Oh my God!
I was supposed to send him an image. I forgot. Sorry, but this is better. See, it's better you got back than the logo, because that is handmade and that's a beautiful thing. So, we got to find a way to use that.
The way the Zioli Army has been creative in coming up with their own, you know, like our buddy Rick has the license plate. JJ obviously doing it. Like
Sid has shoes.
I mean, the level of creativity that these guys have done their own DIY thing, I think, is better than anything we could come up with.
Well, they came up with the Zioli Army. They didn't make it up. They did. They created it.
That's true.
It's their creation. We're just bystanders in all this. We're just innocent bystanders.
I don't know if you're a bystander.
Well, we're, you know, bystander participants. I mean, right.
Your name is in the...
True. I mean, well, there's that. You're right. There's that. Shock! Zap! Every time your husband texts you during the show, you could shock him.
Well, I would have shocked him like 10 times already.
Oh, what's up? What's he
need?
Oh,
he couldn't find the shoes, the computer cord.
See that?
And I'm texting, like we're talking, I'm doing the news. It's in the cubby. It's in the mudroom, you know.
Dawn is a multitasker.
I know.
She's doing the news, she's participating in the show, and she's, you know, keeping your household in order.
She's running the show from here. It's great. It's amazing. I love it. There's also a story, I don't know if I have time to do it today, but maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Banning plastic bags won't save our planet. The Copenhagen Consensus Center, these are your people.
Yes, Bjorn, Scandinavians.
Bjorn Lundberg.
Bjorn
Lundberg. He is the president of this. He says that plastic bags, banning them, will not save our planet. And he goes on to talk about how bad the alternatives are to plastic bags. Imagine that, including those canvas totes that you love. Right. So I'm going to share that with you. I probably, because of covering Trump's rally, may not get a chance to do this, but somebody sent this to me again yesterday. I thought it was great. Do you know that plastic bags make up less than 0.8% of the mass of plastic currently afloat on the world's oceans? 0.8%.
So why is everybody focusing on the bags?
Great question. You know what I think it is? I think it's that we've got to have, there has to be something to focus on. There always has to be a boogeyman, bad guy. And years ago, do we have that audio from Newsbusters, Greg? That clip that I sent you guys? All right, so years ago, Newsbusters showed this, and they were in 2008 now, predicting what would happen in 2015. I'm going to play this in just a second. Predicting what was going to happen in 2015, that the seas would rise, there'd be wars and famine, right?
Yes.
It's like the Terminator. You know how every Terminator movie, they had to keep moving because it never happened, obviously. If you go to 1985's Terminator, the 1984 Terminator, is that the original?
That's the original, then, yeah.
It was all supposed to come down in what, 1990 or something?
Yes,
or?
Yeah, it was... I don't remember the exact day, but 90 or 91, something like that.
Then they had to move it into the 2000s.
Because they've got to go like 12 years. Well,
right.
22 years.
Yeah, so the science fiction movies have to keep doing that because obviously you want to keep it close enough so it's relevant to people that to scare them. Because
yes.
If you go in the year 2040, 50, no one cares. It's 400 years from now. Well, the climate change scaremongers also do the same strategy, but then the year comes and goes and nothing happens. I'll tell you about that.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Okay, so this was now, this is put together again. Brent Bozell is going to be on the show at 8:30. Brent Bozell, the author of Unmasked, Big Media's War Against Trump. He runs the Media Research Center at Newsbusters, which comes up with a lot of great audio clips for the show. We rely on them a lot. Well, Newsbusters put this together. This was from 2008 when they were doing the climate change doom and gloom. So Dawn asked a question about plastic bags. Like, why are plastic bags the issue? Because you always got to have something. And if you don't have this, you got to have something else. Plastic bags are easy. You can see them. You can feel them. You can touch them. Easy thing kind of do. Take a listen now.
In 2015, we've still failed to address the climate problem.
We're going to see more floods, more droughts, more wildfires.
Flames cover hundreds of square miles.
We expect more intense hurricanes.
Well, how warm is it going to get? How much will sea level rise? We don't really know where the end is.
Temperatures have hit dangerous levels.
Agricultural production is dropping because temperatures are rising.
There's about 1 billion people who are malnourished. That number just continually grows.
It's June 8th, 2015. One carton of milk is $12.99.
Gas has reached over $9 a gallon.
I'm scared right now, but I have to get this out.
So they, so that's what they did in 2008, ABC, predicting what it would be like in 2015. It's kind of like Bernie Sanders, what he does with his movies, right? With his dystopian predictions.
It's true.
We'll all be eating each other in 2024. The 1%ers taste delicious. They're nice, beefy thighs from all the cow that they eat. Those bastards. And then it doesn't happen, so then what do? You got to find a new enemy. So what's the new enemy now?
Plastic.
Plastic bags. Exactly. Always got to be a boogeyman, Dawn, you see? All right, it's 8:03. Let's check in with Dawn
right now.
Yes, good morning. So she doesn't shock me.
Good morning. It's 71 degrees. I'd never shock you. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT with news brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Northeast Region. So federal agents continuing their search this morning for drugs hidden on a cargo ship at Packer Ave. This is Marine Terminal, South Philadelphia. So far, the feds say they've seized a record 33,000 pounds of cocaine. That's 16 and a half tons with an estimated street value of $1 billion, and investigators say they do.
Has anybody here tried cocaine? Or have you lost 16 tons of cocaine?
Who knows about cocaine? Anyone ever seen cocaine?
I lost 16 tons of it. Do you know where I put it? Sorry, Dawn.
No, so cocaine was the drug of the 90s, right? So
right.
Now it's back?
It's back.
80s. Was it 80s? I never, you know.
Everything in Greg's world is the 80s, Dawn. It's
the
just
80s.
The way it is.
So U.S. Attorney William McSwain was talking about, this is his war on the opioid epidemic, and he says cocaine is back, but it's mixed with fentanyl, and that's why it's so deadly. So he said this with $1 billion street value could have killed millions of people. I looked at that tweet, I was like, wow, that's a really strong tweet. What they're referring to is the fentanyl that it's laced with.
Oh, okay.
So that's why.
Got it. China.
Yes.
See, they're making Fugazi cocaine in China, Greg, is what they're doing.
It's the wine.
Yeah. Fake wine and fake cocaine. This is not the good stuff from Colombia. Believe me, that stuff is pure as the winter snow before climate change made the snow all yellow or your dog pees on it.
Who knows about cocaine? Anyone ever seen cocaine?
Anyone ever seen about, though, I don't know, 16 tons of it? I can't remember where I put it.
Hide and seek.
But now China, like everything else, they're making crappy cocaine. Crappy products, crappy coke.
That's the ship's log, says it originated in China.
There you go.
We shall see. So 11 days as New Jersey counts down to a budget deadline. New Jersey lawmakers preparing to send a state budget to Governor Phil Murphy. But the gov, again, threatening a state shutdown yesterday as he pushes to hike income taxes for millionaires. He really wants that. And meantime, New Jersey lawmakers unanimously approved a bipartisan package of 10 bills yesterday to change the way state government handles sex assault claims after that huge investigation concluded that Governor Phil Murphy's administration botched their response to a rape allegation by Katie Brennan against a top staffer and misled lawmakers and failed her.
You were all over that story.
Yes.
Did such great reporting on that from Trenton.
Thank you. Yeah, I covered all those hearings. So now they're actually passing some meaningful legislation. So we'll continue to follow that one. A Berks County, Pennsylvania woman recovering in the hospital after being attacked in her laundry room by a poisonous snake. So police say the woman was in her basement, minding her own business, doing her laundry, when this copperhead snake lunged forward from behind the wash machine and bit her arm. Experts say copperheads are the most common venomous snake in Pennsylvania. Their bite can be life-threatening, but only if the victim does not get immediate medical attention.
It's rattlesnake hunting season as well in Pennsylvania, I believe.
Well,
so go out and shoot those babies.
Ooh. That's terrifying.
Hey, you know, in Syracuse, New York, Dawn, they hired sharpshooters to kill and remove deer to solve their tick problem.
Really?
That is awesome. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hired sharpshooters to go around the city and just take out deer. I want that job.
Well, see, the other issue is they have the zombie deer disease. So it's not just the ticks, or maybe the ticks are causing zombie.
You mean
it's
the deer come back to life?
I don't know. It's like mad cow disease, they're saying, and it's in Pennsylvania.
It's unanimously. New tick and deer management plan involves hiring snipers to kill and remove deer. That is amazing to me. There, another one gone. Wow.
So this news brought to you by Mercedes.
How soon will PETA be up there defending the deer?
Yeah.
And the ticks. Deer. The ticks are people, too. Does PETA defend ticks?
I mean, there was a thing where they were defending clams. So
clams.
I love it. I'll tell you this story going viral. This is York, Pennsylvania. A doctor prescribed a patient suffering depression to get an emotional support alligator. Wally the Gator.
Yeah, cuddle with an alligator. That makes perfect sense.
This news brought to you by Mercedes.
Why would you cuddle with an alligator?
I don't know.
The kind of guy a dumb doctor recommends that.
Yeah. Well, they got ducks, donkeys,
cuddle with a deer. You'll get the ticks all over your body. Be great. Forget all your problems.
This news brought to you by Mercedes Northeast Region, the reimagined 2020 Mercedes-Benz GLE. More of everything, including optional third row seating, comes fully equipped with the Mercedes-Benz user experience, natural voice recognition, so you and your car can be seamlessly connected. Visit mbusa.com for more info today. And we do have this day in history, June 19th. 1862, slavery outlawed in the U.S. territories, 1862. And then 1846, though, USA, the first official game of baseball played in Hoboken, New Jersey, between the Knickerbockers and the New York Baseball Club. That's the history of baseball.
Look at that.
1846.
Hoboken.
Yes. Eyewitness weather. We have flash flood watches in effect. Heavy rain expected during the evening rush, so be careful out there. Unfortunately, more of the same tomorrow. Mid-80s, rain in the afternoon, and sometimes very heavy rain. By the way, this weather brought to you by Blueberries of New Jersey. So this is the time of year you've been waiting for, Jersey Fresh blueberry season. New Jersey blueberries, fresher, more flavorful because they are grown locally, of course, and they're always available right now at your favorite supermarket or farmer's market. Jersey Fresh blueberries.
Nothing like them.
I know, I love them. They're so good for you, and they're low carbs, so we can have them on our diets.
They see that. Look at that.
I'm Dawn Stensland with the news. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, always on the radio.com app.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Yes, Brent Bozell will be here at 8:30. His new book, Unmasked, Big Media's War Against Trump. Obviously, the media is insane going after the president. There's no doubt about that. Without question, it's true. They just absolutely can't stand the guy. So this is pretty interesting to me. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now denying that she said immigration and the border is like the Holocaust. She's denying she said it, but she absolutely said it. We have the audio we played it for yesterday. So the new It Girl, AOC, she made these comments yesterday that she's now pretending like she didn't say.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps. And if that doesn't bother you, whatever. I want to talk to the people that are concerned enough with humanity to say that we should not, that never again means something. And that the fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing. And we need to do something about it. This week, immigrant children were moved to the same internment camps where the Japanese were held in the earlier 20th century. And this is not even about a crisis for, this is not just about the immigrant communities being held in concentration camps being a crisis. This is a crisis for ourselves. This is a crisis on if America will remain America in its actual principles and values, or if we are losing to an authoritarian and fascist presidency. And so I think that is, I don't use those words lightly. I don't use those words to just throw bombs. I use that word because that is what an administration that creates concentration camps is. A presidency that
you see now. Let's understand a couple things. The media should be going after her and asking her to explain and back up her claims here. But they don't do that. She just gets a free pass. She's a member of Congress. She's always on TV. There's not a camera this woman does not love. Constantly on television. So where's the follow-up by the media to go, hey, back this up. There are kids who are quarantined. There are people quarantined for diseases, exposure to diseases, which is something we've done. Every time there's been immigrants to this country who might have a disease, if you watched The Godfather Part 2, you see little Vito Andolini is quarantined for lice. And we do this. It's what we've done. We've always done this. It's not a concentration camp. Then you'd have to ask her, okay, so are you suggesting now that the people in these camps are going to be executed? Is that where you're going with this? The media should be pushing back on this stuff, but they don't. They give her a pass. Constantly being interviewed, nobody will challenge her on these facts. She gets to just say whatever she wants. All right, keep going.
To just throw bombs. I use that word because that is what an administration that creates concentration camps is. A presidency that creates concentration camps is fascist. And it's very difficult to say that.
By the way, a question that was asked on Twitter, and it's a very good question by Paul. Can Jersey Fresh blueberries be purchased at the Springsteen Farm, his roadside stand outside Bruce Springsteen's EIEIO Acres? I don't know.
Probably.
If Old McSpringsteen sells blueberries, I'm not sure.
His farm is in North Jersey. Blueberries are more of a South Jersey
thing,
right?
True.
So
oh,
maybe,
that's true.
Yeah.
Hamilton is
Hamilton
the blueberry capital.
That's a big blueberry area. The other towns around there, they'll get very upset. They also like to remember that they're blueberry towns too.
Yes,
I got a lecture once on that.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Where he is in what Rumson, I believe,
yes,
the richest town in Jersey. Right.
He has to do something to offset those taxes, right?
I got to do something.
Yeah, I mean.
So Old McSpringsteen is a big blueberry farmer. Like all the other things, it's all fake produce anyway. So he just goes to ShopRite, buys them, and then sells them. But he tells little Stevie to go, hey, why don't you go get some of those Jersey Fresh ones? We get an extra discount on our property taxes when it's Jersey Fresh.
I just like the vision of little Stevie going out to Weiss and getting that.
Little Steven Van Zandt going out there going, excuse me, you have any, I need Jersey Fresh. Can I get some Jersey Fresh blueberries? Not for nothing. I need the Jersey Fresh kind. The boss likes Jersey Fresh.
So you can sell them.
That's how I can resell them. I like to have a little blueberry stand to remind me of my time down in South Jersey. I one time played outside of Philly at the Spectrum. I loved it. Yeah, you know, one of my favorite songs though by Bruce Springsteen is Jersey Girl. You know that one where he talks about I'm in love with the Jersey Girl? That's a great one.
It's not even an original Bruce Springsteen song.
It's not,
no,
right?
It's, I forget who did it. Tom Waits, maybe.
Tom Waits?
Yeah.
So like with farming, he also just
steals other people's
music.
Well, I mean, his whole career has been stolen. He stole from Bob Dylan. So,
I want to make a song about a Jersey Girl farmer called Jersey Girl farmer. I'm in love with a Jersey Girl farmer. Sells blueberries. Really good for you. I hear. So good. I go out to dinner. I get them all the time.
Oh, man.
You have any blueberries tonight? Can you give me some blueberries? I listen to him. You know they have that Sirius XM has that E Street channel?
Yes, of course.
You can listen. He was in Freehold, New Jersey, where he grew up, right? And he's going on for, I don't know, 10 minutes, just riffing on about his time growing up in Freehold and what it was like. He's like, I come home and all the working people are outside hanging out, and I'd see them all, and I'd think about that, and how they're all trying to find work. He described Freehold like it's Hoboken in the movie, you know, along the waterfront with Marlon Brando. It's the way he talks about it. Well, I knew I had to get out, but I couldn't get it out. I always come back to Freehold. Is this Jersey Girl? This is a great one. This is so good. This song is probably quintessential if you grow up in this area, I would think, right?
I got no time for the corner boy.
I gotta plant my crops.
Making all that noise.
See, we joke that Springsteen's a fake farmer because he used to take the property tax deduction to pay less on his property, his massive, massive estate in North Jersey.
It's 200 acres.
200 acres.
So he leases the land to an organic vegetable farmer.
Ready? Here we go. Ready? Hang on.
Cross the river to the Jersey side.
I'm going to row my boat out there to the Jersey side and go to the carnival room and have fun. Be nice. He's gonna take her on all the rides too. I love the Ferris wheel. It's a good one. I do love this song though. His new record came out, and he was asked about, it's not good, by the way.
No.
It's not good at all. But he was asked about politics. They said, Bruce, do you talk about politics? He says, I don't set out to write a political record. I just make a record.
A record.
Whatever I feel at the time is what I feel at the time. So he's always backing Democrats. He loves Democrats. He gets this massive property tax deduction. Dawn's very defensive, though.
I'm a huge Springsteen fan.
She loves him.
I do. I love him.
And now I got my blueberries. reminding you to please use your canvas tote when you buy my blueberries at EIO Band Acres. I just want to remind you of that fact, everybody. Also, I saw a big great white shark off the coast of Jersey. I think it's because of climate change. Yes. I don't know. Maybe because the seals are back. I don't know. I don't really know. 855-839-1210. Let's the president at his rally last night. He made some good comments. He talked about the emails and what would happen if he made the same mistake as Hillary Clinton. Cut three.
If you want to know how the system is rigged, just compare how they came after us for 3 years with everything they have versus the free pass they gave to Hillary and her aides after they set up an illegal server, destroyed evidence, deleted and acid washed 33,000 emails, exposed classified information, and turned the State Department into a pay-for-play cash machine. 33,000 emails deleted. Think of it. I keep mentioning, you know, there was a lot of corruption on the other side. But, you know, the simplest thing, they get a subpoena from the United States Congress, and they decide that they're not going to give it. So, Lindsey Graham, they delete and they acid wash, which is very expensive. Nobody does it. They acid wash those emails, never to be seen again, but we may find them somewhere deep in the State Department. Good man. But can you imagine if I got a subpoena? Think of this. If I got a subpoena for emails, if I deleted one email, like a love note to Melania, It's the electric chair for Trump. 33,000 emails.
I tell you, he plays that crowd. He really does. He thrives off the energy, and they love it, and he loves it, and everybody's having a great time. He just goes off and riffs. It's very special to watch. It's something politicians just don't do. It's a uniquely Donald Trump thing, and I think it's why people are willing to wait 30 hours in line to see that. By the way, I should mention to you, according to Kathy, she says, hashtag Hamilton Blueberries are the best. The 33rd annual Blueberry Festival is here next weekend.
Yes, I think June 30th, right?
June 30th?
I believe so.
Tonight I'm going to take that ride.
Yes, Sunday,
sell
June 30th.
Sell my blueberries on the Jersey side. You think Bruce will be there?
Maybe. I don't
Selling
know.
Selling his blueberries in Hamilton? Well, you know, if you people who live up there by where he grew up in that neck of the woods by mm-hmm. the stone pony and everything up there, they say he just drops in from time to time and just starts playing shows.
That would be amazing.
He just shows up. He does it a lot, actually. He just kind of shows. Now that he's got that crappy record out that nobody's buying, he probably needs to show up more and do that, right?
It's like a Western album. It's like, oh, dude, come on. Just
yeah, he made like a Western. Yeah.
He hasn't made a good album since 1988.
See, that's not true.
Yes, it's 100% true.
You know, the problem is he honestly should not do anything solo.
Yes.
He should always be with the E Street Band.
100%.
Because farming's hard work. You got to have a team behind you. You got to till. And little Steven's out there trimming the crops. And, the drummer, what's his name? He's back there, too.
The drummer, what's his name? Max Weinberg. What's his name? It's funny with what
Max has his own fake farm too in Jersey, don't you, Max? Max, what's your property? What are you cheating the people of Jersey on with your deduction, Max? Max Weinberg.
The Rising was an amazing album after 9/11.
Yeah, all right,
I loved it.
Okay, it was good for the time. It was there. It was very good for the time. Yes, and it raised money for first responders.
Yes,
so you're right about that. So. I also gave them free fruit. I gave them fresh, all those 9/11 people. I gave them
very selfless of him.
My melons. I had some melons lying around. Patty's melons. I gave them.
No, it's just.
Eric, we're like, you know, who plagiarizes more, Farmer McSpringsteen or Joe Biden? That's a great question, Eric. I don't know the answer to that. We're going to try to find out
He's
for
not,
you.
Springsteen never plagiarized. And I don't even know, the law was a Chris Christie law, right? To change that farmland assessment?
It was actually...
Was it?
So Senator Jen Beck, who's no longer in the Senate, she was a senator from Monmouth County. She sponsored that law to change that because it was being so abused by people who were not really farmers to take massive loopholes. And again, I'm all for saving money in your taxes, but then at the same time, don't endorse candidates who are going to raise my taxes when you're cheating on taxes. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I just want consistency, Dawn. That's all I ask. So if you want to endorse Democrats who are going to come in and raise taxes for the children, don't screw the kids by cheating on your property taxes by going, I got my farm. I'm just a working man that's trying to make sure the people of Freehold can eat. Freehold. That whole area in Jersey is like the richest area in America outside of D.C. and Beverly Hills.
Yes.
That area where he's from, that whole strip up there. But you listen to him talk about it when he was a kid, and you would think they had just dropped the bomb on it, dust rolling down the street, the tumbleweed coming through, and he barely got out alive, Dawn. He barely made it out. I would have killed you. Imagine if you bought a house back then, when he was growing, when the E Street Band was starting. If you bought a house back then in that area, that house is worth $30 million today. A house on the beach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why those property taxes are, you know what? You got to find a way to
cheat the system.
Cheat the hell out of them by. I recommend blueberries in honor of National Blueberry Day.
It's Acres.
Is that what it is, Dawn?
What?
You know who else is a tax cheat? Is that Bon Jovi with his Slippery When Wet Acres.
Yeah,
he's got honeybees.
I'm trying to look up, though, if they, you know, the articles to see if the taxes, how much, because they say it's getting better, but they still claim in some articles that rockers Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, and publisher Steve Forbes still get to find loopholes. So that's some articles do claim that.
Somebody should dress up like Bruce Springsteen at the Hamilton Blueberry Festival and walk around as Bruce Springsteen in blue overalls and just go walk around like, yeah, I got my fresh blueberries
here. Please do that.
My last record tanked. I did some dumb Western album and
people
I gotta make some money.
Buy it.
And Chris Christie will buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Christie will buy it, and Chris Christie will go to the concert, and Chris Christie will dance to the concert. I mean, he's got a lot of time on his hands, so why not, you know? I love that Chris Christie. I'll tell you what. We once flew on a plane together, and I got him a blueberry milkshake.
Oh.
From my Jersey Fresh cows that I have in the backyard. Little Steven, go get some more milk. We're out of milk. Brent Bozell is going to be here in just a matter of moments, in 3 minutes to be exact. His new book, Unmasked, Big Media's War Against Trump.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.